From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Anchor men want to be me, anchor women want to be with me. I'm Bill Clinton. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much. So good to be back with you. Got a great show for you today. Mindy Kaling, who is so great, will be joining us later to play Not My Job. Very excited about that. But first, a more serious note. Many of you wrote in after last week's show to protest our guest, Ms. Kim Kardashian. No, they did. And they said, you said, a celebrity like her wasn't up to our standards of intellectual rigor. And we want to say, you're right, we let you down. And I hope that if you listen to this week's show, we can once again regain your trust by doing the great work that we do. Coming up, we'll be playing our usual games, such as lightning fart in the blank, celebrity pull my finger, and of course, the listener limerick wet t-shirt contest. So, if you're up for some high-minded intellectual hijinks, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Steve from Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. What do you do there in Milwaukee?
I work in wholesale auto parts.
Wholesale auto parts?
Yes, sir.
So you're shoveling the carburetors out the door.
Not so much anymore, but, you know, brake pads. Yeah.
I don't know anything about cars.
Me neither.
Did I prove that?
Me neither.
Yeah. Well, Steve, let me introduce you to our panel. First, it's the host of Public Radio's variety show, Livewire. It's Luke Burbank.
Hey, Steve.
Next, a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning and the host of CUNY TV's Science Goes to the Movies, it's Faith Saley.
Hey, Steve.
And the man behind Esquire's politics blog, where the pixels are made of fire, it's Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Steve.
Steve, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is now going to read for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Scorekeeper Emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to play?
I am.
All right. Here is your first quote.
I don't care. I'm really rich.
That was someone announcing his candidacy for president this week who threw his comb-over into the ring.
That would be the Donald.
The Donald. Donald Trump, in fact, yes. He has flirted with it many times before. But this time, Donald Trump really is running for president.
He really is rich.
He is rich. Donald made this, I call him Donald, he made this long, rambling speech where he talked about, well, being super rich. He also said that because he had air conditioning at his launch event, it meant he could handle ISIS. And he said because he once sold an apartment to a Chinese guy, he could handle China. It just kept going on and on. His announcement went on so long that at about the four-month mark, he just segued right into his concession speech. It was...
At about the four-month mark, those actors who were paid $50 to show up for 3 hours
yes.
were like, this isn't worth it.
This is amazing, because one of the things he said when he came out, he descended.
Wait, he came down.
He came down. He descended on an escalator, like some sort of weird suburban mall version of an Egyptian pharaoh, right? And he comes down on the escalator, and he steps down. He says, what a great crowd. Nobody else has a crowd like this. And all these people are yelling Trump, and they have Trump T-shirts. Hired extras. Hollywood Reporter dug out the ad that went out saying they needed extras for the event, $50 for 3 hours, show up, be enthusiastic. Some of the extras got confused, thought it was a Mad Max movie, came dressed for this sort of post-apocalyptic nuclear wasteland hellscape.
Which, ironically, what it would look like if he was elected president.
Pretty much.
Did you see he invited a woman at some kind of rally up on stage to touch his hair?
Did he really?
He really did. This was in New Hampshire, I think.
On the subject of which.
Did she then explode? What happened?
She touched it, and he said, see, it's real. It's real.
It's easy to make jokes about this ridiculous campaign, but there is a sort of historic element to it, which is people had totally discounted the Whig Party in this country.
There we go.
I really liked when he talked about his plan for ISIS. He said, it's such a good plan that he's not going to share it. And he said, it's secret, and it's surgical, and it's beautiful.
And it's huge.
Which makes me think that he's going to get Melania's plastic surgeon to be in charge of the Department of Defense.
I know. His you're talking about his wife, Melania?
Yeah, the
which
supermodel.
Which is a strange name. He's married to, like, a kingdom in Game of Thrones. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
Oprah is the obvious choice.
That was one of the many people on Twitter this week nominating Oprah to grace what, which will finally feature a woman?
The $10 bill.
Exactly, the new $10 bill. Woman will be on it. Isn't this great? Women have been on currency before, but it's only been minor little used currencies like the Susan B. Anthony dollar coin, the Sacagawea dollar, or the Rachel Dolezal 50 or $100 bill, depending on how she felt.
She identifies as 100.
Yes, she does. Putting a woman, we have to agree, on the 10 makes sense. Nobody wants a woman who's just a 1 or a 5. You know what I mean? No, we want a 10.
Well, you're really going to show all those people that wrote in about Kardashian, aren't you?
Yeah. This is interesting. Alexander Hamilton, who's been in the 10 for many decades, will not be entirely removed. He'll be diminished to a smaller place because we don't want that little lady to have to handle all that by herself. Am I right? What are they doing?
What are they doing? They're also announcing this in 2016 as if it's like this great, you know, great progress, but we have to wait till 2020. Because they wanted to commemorate the 100th anniversary of suffrage.
Well, if they're waiting until 2020, it has to be Barbara Walters, doesn't it?
It does, I think.
This is four... when is it 2020?
Yes. 2020.
Yeah, be announced next year, come out 2020, apparently.
Just in time for us to have completely stopped using paper money.
Exactly. All right, here, sir, is your last quote.
Everyone involved seems to be an idiot.
It could be said about so many things, but it was a headline from Deadspin about the hacking scandal in what sport?
Baseball?
Baseball, yes! The FBI is now investigating the St. Louis Cardinals for cybercrime. Apparently, Cardinals employees hacked into a Houston Astros executive's computer to steal all kinds of sensitive baseball secrets. You know, secrets like, hit them where they ain't. And come on, better swing. It's baseball.
We want a pitcher, not a belly.
Exactly. Yeah, that was that kind of information can really turn your season around. You know, spies in baseball are very strange. My name is Bonds, Barry Bonds. I don't see it. And we don't. I mean, this was such a dumb thing to do. They left such a trail of evidence behind. It was easily too easy to find out who had done it and why. And you know, why did they do it? They were probably just watching a baseball game and they got bored. So, screwing around the internet. Who hasn't done that?
Who hasn't committed a federal offense?
Yeah.
Because the seventh inning is taking too long.
Bill, how did Steve do in our quiz?
Steve went 3 for 3.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.